This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I need to come up with a proper... We need to get a proper intro to this, but it is, once again, Planet Rick with Rick Actor from Detroit, legally armed in Detroit. Good evening, sir.
Hey, man. Good evening to you. How are you on this gorgeous day today?
I'm pretty good. I'm just wondering what we're going to follow up with, because last week was pretty good. It was one of those, last week we talked about the four-legged predators that you can find in the city. You can find in the suburbs.
You know, and there was another highly publicized dog case just a few days after we did that show last week, man.
Oh, yeah?
You know, we have a serious dog problem here, but, you know, that was last week, man. We're going to move on. We're going to press forward and break some new ground, man. This is something that needs to be talked about.
There you go. So here we go. So what's on your mind tonight, sir?
I want to talk about, I call... lethal force aftermath. We all talk about incessantly about the need for personal protection, the need to defend yourself, that there are bad people in this world who are looking to victimize those that they perceive to be weaker than them. Well, we all go to the gun shop, we buy a gun, we go to the gun range, hopefully, and we practice on a regular basis, and we are confident that we can hit what we're aiming at. We take our gun, well, hopefully most of us, take our gun everywhere we legally can do so, just for that rare, hopefully it never happens, but just in case that one moment when a predator sizes you up for personal protection, you know the law, you use your firearm to defend yourself, well, okay, this is where most people stop that conversation. I want to start the conversation from this moment going forward. What happens after you pull the trigger and you shoot the bad guy who was trying to rob you, rape you, or kill you? That's what we're talking about today. We're going to pick up where all the TV shows and the Lifetime movies end. You know, and let me tell you, not in the movies where the police, they show up on the scene and they slap you on the back and they want to shake your hand because you did a great job.
And nobody ever hands you a lucky strike and says, that was righteous. Nobody ever does that either. Yeah.
You know, and that's sort of the false belief that I think a lot of people get when they watch TV movies, man. You know, there are probably some real future-life examples of things that happen, you know, in reality, but I think the ending scene is not really accurate. I'm here to bring a dose of reality to this conversation, man. I can't wait to get started.
Well, I mean, you know, you have witnessed far more of this kind of stuff than I have. I mean, I've been involved in what I've been involved in, and just the little bit that I've been involved in, I can tell you that, first of all, you have an adrenaline dump, and coming off of the adrenaline dump after that happens, then you get the shakes. I did not projectile vomit, but I did not have to shoot anybody.
Okay. Still,
and I did, you know. And I thought about that because I was ready to go. You know, I was ready to go. I have one criteria. If I'm going to point a gun at you, I'm breaking the law already. If you keep coming at me, what's one more law? I'm going to defend myself. I'm going to shoot you until you deanimate. That's probably bad for you. And that's if you keep on coming. If you turn and run away, well, then I'm just going to sit there and just shake a little bit for a long time. So,
we worry about that place where you wonder, is the moment that I draw the gun now? You know, do I pull it now or do I wait a little further? Do I try to stall? Do I try to create distance? Separation? Do I get away? When do I pull it out? Because I tell you, the lawyer that does the legal section in my CPL class, he was always known to say that your problems are going to begin as soon as that gun clears the holster.
Yeah.
So, I didn't know if you wanted to just jump right in or we were going to pick it up after the break, man, but I tell you, there's a lot of stuff here.
We're nowhere near the break yet. This is the thing about this, though. We got about 3 minutes. When you draw the gun is going to vary from person to person. Like, I'm 58 years old. I'm an open heart surgery. I've got the divot to prove it. My level of worrying about what is imminent bodily harm and or death is lower.
Than it was when I was in my
40s and my 30s. And so I don't have to, I can go to guns quicker than some people can. Not all people can.
And it's going to be up to you and to your lawyer, if it goes that far, to clearly articulate why you made the decision to do the things you did. If you just cleared leather, you practically pulled your gun out of your holster, whether you had it pointed at the ground, whether you levied and aimed it at the so-called bad guy, whether you pulled the trigger and you had to shoot someone. You know, these are all the things that, you know, that you really have to keep in mind, man. But here's the thing. If you are forced to shoot someone, or if you're forced to pull that gun out of your holster, and if you have to point it at someone, if you have to shoot someone, you got to think in the back of your mind at some point in time, you know, we're going to get the police involved. You know, and depending on what happens, on whether, you know, the so-called bad guy disengages and leaves, or whether you actually, heaven forbid, you have to pull the trigger and shoot someone, at some point in time, the police are going to get involved. And before we even talk about getting the police involved, the first consideration is to make sure and ensure that it's safe for you to remain where you are. You know, there's a lot of different scenarios and a lot of different types of environments where you may not be able to stay there. Where do you go? Go somewhere safe. Hell, even go to the police station yourself, so at least you will be there.
Yeah.
But going on to the next consideration, man, just because you may, because it's not safe at the shooting, go to a police station, I'm not advocating that you at that time actually talk to the police. There are some other considerations I think that are very important, particularly for your future and your life, man. And it's centering around statements, okay? Generally speaking, yeah. Most attorneys I've worked with, they have one line or one take on statements. Can you guess what that take is?
I would imagine that their one line is don't say anything without me there.
Man, you are psychic. To a man or a person or a woman, every lawyer that I personally have talked to about this lethal force aftermath business, they all advocate that you do not say a word to the police. Obviously, if you're at some location, your gun is smoking, the barrel is hot, there's a perp on the ground, he's been shot, he may or may not be conscious, the police show up, man, I can only imagine what type of pressure you must be under to say something, right?
We'll expand on that. Here we go. We're going into the break. We'll expand on this when we get back. This is Planet Rick with Rick Ector. and this is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Rick Ector, this is Planet Rick. We're gonna turn this into something else. As a matter of fact, Planet Rick might get so big that we just might rename the show Planet Rick, and I'll just be a good stuff.
You know what, man? You know what? For right now, I'm enjoying the ride, man.
There you go.
We'll see where this thing goes.
Yeah. We're talking about after you have prevailed in a self-defense shooting, because you've trained up to this point to prevail in the self-defense shooting. What comes next, there is no way to be prepared for. So, Mr. Ector, if you would please.
Yeah, and you know what? I like the fact that you took an optimistic approach to the aftermath, but the cold reality is, you know what? There are no guarantees. You might actually die. You might actually get shot.
Yeah,
seriously hurt.
Yes, yes.
I mean, that's kind of par for the course.
See, now Rick trains and Rick goes places, and he lives in Detroit, and yet I bet you Rick sees trouble before it's coming, and he has the best kind of gunfight. He goes to the one that doesn't happen.
And
that's the best kind of gunfight.
That you don't have to participate in, I tell you.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's that whole awareness training we were talking about a couple of shows ago. So here's the thing, man. Either you're reducing your gun to hold off a threat, or you're pulling your gun because you've passed that certain threshold for action, whatever you determined it to be, and you took action and you shot, man. Okay, now it gets real. Okay, now we have to assess whether you've been injured. We have to get law enforcement involved. Maybe your neighbors or maybe people in the area. With the ubiquity of cell phones, maybe someone has called the police. The police will show up. Even in Detroit, they will show up at some point in time. Depending on the environment, depending on who's around, depending on their attitude and their demeanor, it might not even be safe for you to stay there. I mean, depending on all the variables. But, you know, assuming, of course, that you can stay there because it's safe for you to stay there and you don't have to go somewhere safe, now we have to look ourselves over, see if we need any medical attention ourselves, and get prepared for the police, because they will eventually show up. And there are some realities of dealing with the police when they show up. When they show up, they don't see a big giant sign on your chest that says hero or good guy. They don't know who you are. For all they know, you might be the so-called bad guy. So,
right.
You know what? They might be a little terse, a little rough, but they don't know who you are, and, you know, their jobs are dangerous, and for all they know, you might be on the verge of, you know, putting their life in danger. So that's one thing to keep in mind. But the big point here that we must drive home is that you should refrain from making any statements whatsoever to the police about what happened. And I know a lot of people just like, man, that's got to be a lot of pressure. You just shot someone. They're laid out unconscious on the street. The police are there. They're treating you rather harshly. They're doing an investigation, and you're being uncooperative, and they're saying some things that are distressing you. They're mentioning the fact that you'll probably, you know, suffer some bad consequences if you don't cooperate. But I'm telling you here and now that you're not in the proper state of mind to be making a statement. There are some things you might say that didn't happen. There might be some things that you forgot because your whole body, you know, is under stress. There's only one person you should call. And I'm going to let you take this. Who is the one person that you should call ASAP right now to get down there to the scene or to take your phone call?
Probably the first phone call.
Your very first call, man.
Yeah, you should be calling the cops.
Well, I mean, assuming
Well, no, you're not wrong per se, because, I mean, you can call the cops first. You know, the thing is, and a good friend of mine, a criminal defense attorney who does the legal section of my class, you know, there's a right way to call the cops and the wrong way. But I'm just going to give you the right way. The okay. right way to call the cops is to say, hey, I'm at 123 Main Street. There's been a shooting. Someone is in need of medical attention. Have to go. Goodbye. There's a lot of things in that phone call that I did not make. A lot of things I did not say. What did I not say?
You did not say you shot him.
There you go. I did not. I do not want to show up in court if it goes that far with a crystal clear digital recording saying, hey, I shot somebody. You know what? Let's let this thing play out. You know, you have due process currently still in America if you don't live in one of these red flag states that are becoming more and more prevalent today. But, you know, the very first person you should call is your attorney. And you know what? Depending on the relationship you have with your attorney will probably call the police for you. Now, some of you are probably thinking, man, a criminal defense attorney in a high-profile shooting, there's a lot of variables here. There's a guy laid out on the street. He's breathing or he's unresponsive. Hell, he might even be dead. You're under a lot of pressure. I need a lawyer. What kind of lawyer? You need a criminal defense attorney.
Right.
Preferably someone who's been doing it for a while. Okay? Well, here's the thing. Let me ask you. I'm going to put you on the spot. If, God forbid, you know, I'm not wishing this on you, but God forbid you had to shoot somebody tonight, bro.
Right.
Do you have a criminal defense attorney that you already have some type of relationship established that you are going to call directly and right away?
Not in South Carolina.
Okay. Are you in South Carolina?
I'm in South Carolina. That's the problem. That's the problem. We're coming up on the next break, though. Coming up on the next break. This is a very good place to stick a pin in it, because when we get back, we can expound on this. Because you have caught me unprepared. And I should have thought about this. So I have thought about this in the past, but I got a couple questions I'm going to ask you when we get back in regards to this, because I know you know the answers already. So Rick is the head of Legally Armed in Detroit. You can find it on Facebook and all that. Rick is all over the place. He's in media. He's an expert witness. He's teaching people, thousands of people in one day. I mean, he's doing it all. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Carlos Jimenez is reassuring residents they are preparing for Hurricane Dorian's arrival.
All Miami-Dade County services continue normal operations. However, now is definitely the time for everyone to begin completing any preparations that are time-consuming.
The storm has slowed down a bit and is expected to now reach the U.S. coast sometime Sunday or possibly Monday. Jimenez also says that if stores are out of bottled water, use tap water.
Stores are running out of water and people are panicking a little bit. Just open up the tap. It's fine. It's plenty. It's free.
President Trump is launching a new U.S. Space Command.
As the newest combatant command, SpaceCom, will defend America's vital interests in space, the next warfighting domain.
During an event at the Rose Garden on Thursday, the president called it a landmark moment. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Rick Ector. Now, Rick just caught me. He just caught me. And it's a good question. It's a valid question. He just asked me. This is Planet Rick with Rick Ector. He just asked me if I had a lawyer that I knew who to call. Now, as you know, because you have asked that question of many people, most don't, do they?
No, and that's for a practical reason. And, you know, attorneys are expensive, and most attorneys don't like to do the whole retainer thing, where you drop off a suitcase full of money and say, hey, if I ever need your services, here it is. Well, most lawyers don't like to hang on to, you know, that kind of cash and not be able to spend it. And most people just are not that liquid, you know. For the vast majority of people, you know, life savings, you know, are not as high as they would want them to be. And two, a lot of equity is usually tied into the house, you know, unless they can quickly do a refi. They may not be liquid enough to have access to thousands of dollars. And if a lawyer is retained in a high-profile shooting, good friend of mine, and you know him, of a Santa shooter, his legal bills were $40,000 to defend himself against seven felonies.
Yeah.
Who has $40,000 just to, you know, lay out?
Just laying around.
One solution for a lot of people is a legal protection plan. some plans are different than others. That could be a show in of itself. You know, how much, you know, you will lay out for the coverage or the protection.
Well, maybe maybe less than that, too. I mean, I've had a few of those that have been sponsors of mine before, and they're very good programs. They got some, when NRA tried to do it, they got some bad press, but the other programs are still out there, still doing business, and I think that's probably the smartest way to go, isn't it? Because you don't have to have a lawyer, you just have to have a company.
I think, the best way to go, and I think there's a lot of differences between the companies that are out there, so you really need to do your due diligence. And like I said, man, that could be a show in of itself. But the plan that I'm a member of, man, I have peace of mind. You know, heaven forbid I ever need to, you know, shoot someone to defend myself, but I know that everything is covered, and I happen to know a lot of the attorneys, because they use attorneys that are local to your area, you know, Right. Whatever state you happen to be in. And I happen to know a lot of these lawyers, and these guys know their stuff and have done some good work out here defending people who've been, you know, charged with fraud. So I'm in a good place with regards to having legal representation. And you know what? It's not costing a lot of money, man, but that's something that needs to be a part of the discussion. Some other things, man, in the aftermath of a shooting, you know, things are going to be quickly developing, depending on the nature of the shooting. You know, I hate to bring it up, but you know what? We're talking about everything, man. If it's a mixed race shooting, that is, the two principals involved in this case are of a different race, now it has the potential to become a political issue. The media could get involved. You're remaining silent, and other people are assassinating your character 24/7 on the television screen. You know, how are you going to be able to deal with that? You know, your family, your children, who's going to take them to school or pick them up? Who's going to drop them off at daycare? These are other things. I mean, you have to have these things thought out. You know, you might even want to have a go bag already packed and ready to go, you know, in the closet. So if something goes down, you can just direct someone to your bag that has all of your stuff in it that you're going to need for an extended stay. And let me tell you this. Jail, you know, assuming you get arrested and they take you down and they hold you for, you know, 48 or 72 hours until they charge you, it's not a very nice and comfortable place to be. You know what? Even just for a couple of days.
Right.
Just take a wild gander at some of the indignities or some of the lack of accommodations you might experience in jail.
Well, I've actually... I got locked up one time because I had the money in my pocket, right? And this was when I was younger, and I was paying child support, and I had the money in my pocket, and he still locked me up. And so I got locked up for X amount of time so they could actually count me in the head count. But I found out later that the cell where I was locked up in, the one that I was held in for the few hours that I was held, a couple of nights later, two of the inmates ganged up on one of the inmates and killed him with a pencil.
Yeah, it's not a very good place to be, man, because there are some people there who are not very nice people, which is why they're there. You're a good person. You know what? You had a bad encounter. You had to defend yourself, and you're there. You know what? And that bed is not going to be soft. You probably don't know what's in that mystery meat sandwich they're serving you.
Yeah.
Probably won't be allowed to shower for a couple of days. No TV, no books, no telephone. And you're just around bad people. And you know what? It might be the longest 48 to 72 hours of your life.
Yeah.
But, I'll tell you this, making a mistake and turn it into 10 years, 15, and 20 years, you know what? Suck it up for 72 hours, you know, and see what happens with the case. You know, hopefully
you have some representation. Hopefully you have not made any statements that could be twisted and used to build a case against you. Hopefully you have everything squared away as best you can. And you know what, man? There's some other considerations. Like, here, I'm going to get some feedback from you. If you happen to be out of your life for 48, 72 hours, what important things might need to be done that you're not able to attend to?
Well, I do this radio show. That's
job, right?
Your
livelihood,
whatever the job is, children.
Who's going to call the job and tell them you're not going to be in? Oh, and what are they going to tell them?
Yeah. You know?
Children? Children? Daycare?
Well,
school?
Well, they might be, you know. Just in my particular case, my kids are probably going to be like, hey, well, he's gone. We should divvy up his gun collection.
Or let's sell him so we can pay his legal fees, right?
Something. I mean, there's lots of that, just not being there in that place and not being available. It will change every aspect of your life while you're in the middle of it. You know what? We'll talk about this in the next segment because we're coming up on the next break. Tell everybody where they can find you, Mr. Ector.
Man, I'm all over the place. Pretty soon, man, we're going to have a Planet Rick portal, a website or something there soon. But for right now, Rick Ector, RickEctor. If you do a search on Detroit ECW, you'll find me on all the social media sites of interest like Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, all the big ones. There's no way you can miss me.
We'll be right back. This is Planet Rick with Rick Ector, and this is Lock and Load.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to Rick Ector, and we're talking about the seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months after, if you survive your self-defense situation. If you survive your self-defense situation, what comes next?
Man, you know, we've covered a lot of ground in an abbreviated fashion, man, because there's so many things that come into play here, man. You know, there's this whole other piece, you know, I hadn't even mentioned yet, that could be integral to your case if the state does indeed move along and tries to prosecute you. You know, we just had that high-profile shooting case in Florida, you know, where, you know, the older guy, he was the busybody guy who was, you know, talking to people about parking in the handicapped parking spots, and the younger guy, you know, shoved him to the ground, and he put out his gun and shot him, right?
Yep, yep.
Well, you know, the whole media bit, you know, the interest that other outside people are going to have in your case, man. Well, what are some things that will stand in your favor from a reputation standpoint? Family, coworkers, members of a church, lodge, club, people in the community. Are there people in the community who will vouch for you, man, who will show up to court, you know, as often as they can, if not every day, to show support? That's something that's not, you know, ignored by the jury. Our mutual friend, you know, Marcus Passana Shooter, man, he had a crowd of people every day of his trial, man. It had an impact. It was beneficial because it's one of those unwritten communications that the jury sees that this is a good guy that has all of these people who are willing to, you know, sacrifice their day and their daily lives to come out here and support them. You know, the other piece that
goes along with defending someone is, man, you actually had to hurt someone. And a lot of us, we're good people. And, you know, we really hate the fact that we had to hurt someone. But if we didn't hurt him after he had promised us violence, then we were going to get hurt and probably killed or raped. You know, so counseling might be a concern. And, of course, emotional and spiritual support, man. You know, who can you go to? Who can you talk to if you need to talk to someone? Do you have access?
You're going to need to talk to someone, because if everything goes great, if you shoot somebody in self-defense and everything goes great, and they're like, listen, we knew this guy. We knew he was a bad guy. We're not even going to arrest you. As a matter of fact, would you like us to give you a ride home? If they do all of that stuff and you're never prosecuted and everything else, you're going to see that incident in your
head. That is something that you're going to account for. There are, believe it or not, some people out there who won't lose a second sleep. And there are some people, man, they will struggle to find peace and will need counseling. And, you know, hopefully they don't try to, make it through, you know, in a negative fashion, you know, start engaging in negative behaviors, man. But, you're going to need a support system. If you're spiritual and religious, maybe church could offer you some solace and comfort. Counseling. If you work for a corporation or some company that has medical benefits that offers counseling, by all means, avail yourself of that.
Some of these legal defense services have that built into their plans too.
Actually have that built into the plan, so it's not like extra out of pocket stuff. So once again, we're going back to that legal plan, man. Like I said, it's a peace of mind. It does a lot of things for you. You don't have to worry about it. And of course, you know, there could be some financial issues, you know, if you don't have a plan and you're, you know, worrying about paying the bills, or if you're locked up in jail, you know, while they're trying to figure out if they're going to charge you, or if they do charge you and you don't get bond, well, who's going to bring in the money to support your family while you're away from them? So I guess there's an implied suggestion that maybe you should have a rainy day fund set up just in case the unthinkable happens. So, you know, there's so much that goes into this lethal force aftermath that when you watch movies, you know, and they just show the police, they come out and they slap the hero on the back and shake his hand and buy him a beer, and that's the end of the movie and the credits are rolling.
Right.
In real life, man, there are so many things that need to be at least considered and planned for.
Cops see this kind of stuff all the time. Cops have a higher incident of domestic abuse than civilians do. They have a higher incident of alcoholism, and they have a very high tendency to kill themselves. And this is just because of what they see. And they see this on a daily basis.
Right, and they suffer trauma from going through and seeing all of these things or having to do certain things to bring bad guys to justice. So
right.
It will affect you. It just depends on what level and what severity, you know. You know, we all like to think that we're tough, you know. But you never know. The mind is a very fragile thing at times, you know. You never know what's going to take you to it. Dark place, you know, and you want to make it through.
Well, I mean, the dark place, you know, it's. I shot somebody accidentally when I was a very young man, and it is a dark place. And it was so dark, though, that people were thinking I was trying to do things to myself. And it wasn't that. I just wanted to sleep.
Yeah.
But when you go to that dark place, you have to understand that you will cope with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to be fun. And there are ways to cope with it. And it's a journey. And the thing is, though, you're alive to cope with it. You have fulfilled your obligation to your family and your loved ones, because no matter what you're going through, there would never be closure for your family if you were murdered in a crime. There would never be justice. It wouldn't matter what they did if they caught the perpetrator. There's never going to be done to that for them, and you have at least spared them this. So take some solace in that, too.
So, you know, I'm a firearms trainer, you know, gun rights advocate.
You know, I'm all for citizens defending themselves. I just know what the realities that can occur in the aftermath, and it just drives home a simple way of living that I try to instill to all of my students. You know, change your lifestyle if you need to. You know, don't be so quick to get into conflicts. Keep in a calm and cool perspective. How many road rage incidents do we see because someone negligently or thoughtlessly cut someone off, and next thing you know, they're dueling automobiles, or heaven forbid, this one case that happened a couple of years ago. Two guys pulled over off of a highway, both drew their guns, and they mutually killed each other, you know. Some things just aren't that serious, you know, and you just need to just chill out and just let these knuckleheads go and bring someone else grief, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's some things you're not going to have a choice on. If somebody tries to mug you, somebody tries to kill you, somebody tries to rob you or something, and you don't know where that's going to go, you don't have any choice there. If a road rage incident, you have a choice. You can try to de-escalate it if you can. And if you can't get away from them or anything else, then okay, maybe that actually turns out to be your thing, your incident. But being aware of things though saves a lot of those too. But we're about to run out of time. One more time before we run out, tell everybody where they can find you.
Please give me a call. I'd be happy to hear from you, Rick RICK, last name ECTOR. Social media everywhere, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I even have a YouTube channel with over 2,000 video clips.
There you go. Thank you for joining us, sir. We'll do it again on Thursday next week. Planet Rick will return.
I can't wait.
Very good, sir. Thank you. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.